Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Exodus 25, verses 10 to 22, begins with the ark, the focal point of the furniture in the tabernacle to be built for the Lord. Let's read its description. Quote, 2.5 cubits shall be its length, 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, inside and out shall you overlay it, and shall make on it a molding of gold all around. Verses 10 and 11. A cubit could vary in length, but is usually taken to be about 18 inches. So the box measured 45 inches long by 27 inches wide and high. It was a container to hold some special objects, the first being, quote, the testimony, verse 21, the tablets the Lord would give Moses. Thus it became known as the Ark of the Testimony, verse 22. Made of virtually indestructible acacia wood, it was covered both inside and out with gold. On it was a solid gold lid called the mercy seat. Mercy seat, kaporet in Hebrew, is linked with kafar, the word for cover, and kippur, atonement. It was his throne on earth, and says God, quote, there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you. Verse 22. Of the same length and width as the ark, the lid also included this, quote, 2 cherubim of gold, of hammered work, you shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of it of 1 piece with the mercy seat. And the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another. Verses 18 to 20. Cherubim is the plural of cherub, a special group of angels. Wouldn't this remind the people of the 2 cherubim that barred Adam and Eve from re-entering Eden after they sinned? No wonder the room where it was placed was called the Most Holy Place, the Holiness of Holinesses. Are we beginning to grasp how essential it is to, quote, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness? Psalm 29, verse 2.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.